Oh man.
Okay. Well, you ready?
Yeah.
Do this. Everyone, welcome back.
Hi. I'm really glad we're not one of those podcasts that video records what we're doing during podcasts, because it would not be pretty. You would be. You're always pretty, but I feel like I do weird things.
Yeah. Well, and I think our facial expressions sometimes are a little like all over the place.
Yeah. Yeah. We're made for radio.
I have more of a voice attraction, not so much like you need to see my whole face attraction.
I want to be able to say whatever I want and you don't look at me when I do it.
Does that mean you're like not confrontational? You don't want people to
We got a lot to talk about though today.
Yeah, we have a lot to jump into. We're super excited. Sorry that we were gone last week. You know, stuff happens and things happen, but we're back. Life. That's the important part.
Yeah.
But we're super excited. We have a lot to discuss, all the way from like BTS to Blackpink to Pentagon to like bullying situations. Like, we're going to cover as much as we can. Mm-hmm. And we hope you guys enjoy this episode.
Yeah. I think we have to get into the bullying one though first. Like, okay. I just have to discuss Youngjae. I have to do it because when I first read the article, and for those who haven't seen it, if you're not a GOT7 fan, I don't know why you haven't seen it, but there's like an accusation that he like bullied some kid in high school.
Mm-hmm. Like bullied, and then like there was a physical altercation.
Yeah. And like when I first read the article, and this was before JYP released their statement. Mm-hmm. My heart kind of like stopped for a second because it's like, okay, it's Youngjae. Like, who really like expects like this is like as bad as this person is trying to like make out to be? But I'm just thinking like, okay, but like, what if it is? Mm-hmm. Like, what if in like reality, or at least like in the past, Youngjae's like a huge asshole? You know, like that's why he's able to be like so cute and bubbly, because it's like it's all an act.
He's trying to like not
dick. Yeah,
he's a dick.
And I was like, what do we do? Or even like say it's not true, but say people can get crazy and they end up getting him kicked out anyways, because sometimes members get kicked out even though they're not guilty.
What? Like, that happens?
Yeah. You didn't know?
God, I thought they all did things that they were kicked out for.
No. Sometimes the innocent get punished. But I'm just like, what if like that's where this went to?
Yeah.
And then, like, that's going to destroy GOT7. Luckily, GOT7 has a nice fan base that I don't think
they'd
be worried.
I don't think we would have let that happen. I feel like... I feel like the toxic fans would have lost a battle to all of the, like, actual supporters and fans. I don't think he would have...
I think there would have been, like, physical fights among the fans. You know what I mean?
I will beat your ass if you get Youngjae kicked out of GOT7. I want everyone to know that. I will arm you. He is a freaking like golden retriever. How could you?
I feel like Youngjae's the type to cry if he sees somebody getting beat up. You know what I mean? Like, how can he beat somebody up? So, but yesterday, JYP released their statement, and it said, let's see, I'll just read off the quote. Okay. It said, "We have discussed this matter with our artist Youngjae, and we heard from him that there was one account of conflict between classmates, which went as far as a physical collision." Okay, teenage boys, shit happens. Mm-hmm. "And afterward, they were unable to make up from the incident. However, all the netizens," I never know how to pronounce that word, "all the fans online," mm-hmm, "other accusations are not true." So basically, he's like, okay, he disagreed with somebody. It led to a little bit of a little physical thing happens, hormones get the best of you, and they just, like, weren't friends afterwards. But I think, like, the severity of it, of what whoever these people are saying, because that part's not true.
Said that it was a handicap.
Yeah.
Student. I was like, oh my God. Because when that's the article that I read, it was like a hearing impaired and intellectually handicapped student. And I was like, what? Like, but I feel like that's so sick for, like, someone to just, like completely, like, try to tear apart someone's character. Like, like, okay, and I'm happy that Youngjae and that they didn't try to lie and be like, oh, they never got in a fight. He was like, yeah, no, we got into a fight.
Yeah, like something happened.
Like, yeah, like, own up to it if you did that. But, like, to add on, like, things that would make it sound even worse. Like, obviously, violence is never an option. And yeah, he should have, like, hit him. Says a girl who literally said, I will kick your ass if you get Youngjae kicked out of
the That's what different.
What a hypocrite.
That's in defense.
That's self-defense. You fucking with my life. That's self-defense. Okay. But that's, like, so sick to be like, oh, you know what? Let me add that.
Yeah. Well, and also it's like, why all of a sudden? GOT7 has been around for how long? And now you're bringing this up? Mm-hmm. Like, what? Why? It's just so random.
It really is. And it's not like they're, like, on the rise, like BTS, and they're, like, they've been pretty plateau, honestly, for a while.
Yeah.
Like, you're bored? Like, what is the need for this?
Like, did Youngjae not come to your high school reunion or something? And you're like, fuck that guy?
Didn't he beat up that one kid? I think he was standing up.
Do Koreans have high school reunions like we do? Like, you think they, like, get together? They probably do.
I'm sure they have something. I'm sure it's way more organized than ours.
Oh, yeah. Probably. But yeah, Youngjae's innocent, and I think we don't have to worry about it. I think we're good.
Yeah, I think we're good. I think they came out with their statement, and it hasn't really, like, gone any further. They haven't been like, no, we swear, like, we're suing him. Like, I think just, like, a trying to get your name out there type situation.
Yeah. I just feel bad for Youngjae for constantly being, like, attacked. It's either with, like, the crazy fans or it's, like, now this.
Yeah. And it's so, like, weird because he's not even, like, obviously, you guys know what, we love GOT7, but he's not even, like, the face of the group or the visual of the group. Like,
yeah.
I think if anyone attacked Jackson because he's, like, more well known.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, Jin Young because he's an actor. Like, he's doing the acting role. So, like, he's getting bigger. But, like, Youngjae, that's such a random.
It's just,
like,
random.
Yeah, it's like they're like, who's quiet and very nice that we could probably get a stir? Mark or Youngjae? But, like,
yeah, it's weird.
I don't like it. Leave our boys out of it.
Yeah, leave GOT7 alone. They got their own issues to deal with.
JYP. JYP. Did you see that TikTok that I sent you? That girl who was like, if I see JYP, it's on site. And she was like,
I was the most punchable
face. And then she was like, why does he have a picture like this?
I know. Also, why does he take pictures? I'm sorry.
Biggie.
No, I'm kidding. I came up with the whole scenario to that. I was like, imagine you, like, beg your parents to go to this audition, and you finally, like, they're there all day long, and you finally make it. So you become a trainee. You're a trainee for 10 years, and then you finally get to debut in a group, and you're walking down the hall, and there's JYP. You punch him. You get kicked out, but it's all worth it.
You're like, you know what?
But there's your chance. Yeah.
This is what I needed to do. This was my life goal. All that training, all of the, like, exhaustion. You're like,
yeah.
Sitting in your jail cell.
High fiving all the inmates. Like, yeah, fuck JYP.
if you guys want to hear our situation with JYP, go listen to our we had a whole episode specifically talking about GOT7 and JYP.
Yeah.
So yeah, go listen to that. But in other words, Youngjae, leave him alone. He's a poor, like, precious little angel baby, and he got into a fight in high school. Like,
it happened.
Name people who haven't gotten fights in high school. Well, I haven't, but
And the guy probably deserved it. He was probably very annoying. Come on. So enough to like piss Young Jay off. Come on. You're probably a dick.
Oh my God.
I will defend Young Jay always.
I think like in this instant, this is a silly, like, okay.
Yeah.
If it were to come out true and like Young Jay's like, oh yeah, like, you know, then 100% I'd be like, okay, like that's, I wouldn't say like kick him out of the group, but I wouldn't be like, yeah, Young Jay, you know, if it was like a serious thing, like it wasn't just some like small altercation and that, you know, yeah. Whatever. But one, it's false, and two, it's false, so it doesn't matter.
What else is going on? Who else can we hate right now?
Well, I mean, we could hate on Jason Derulo.
Jason Derulo. Dude, this one's interesting. This one's very interesting.
This one is really interesting. I think I don't fault him for seeing potential and being like, yo, I want to be a part of that.
Yeah.
I don't fault him at all, because that's a smart thing to do. When you see a trend or when you see something that's on the up and up, you want to kind of hop on so you can, you know, be on the up and up, you know?
It's business, yeah.
But it also makes me feel good where it's like, hey, see, like, other people who are like, oh, like, K-pop's weird, blah, blah, blah. Now they're all, like, their favorite artists are all hopping on the K-pop train, and they're like, what? Mm-hmm. Like, I have to listen to BTS now? Or, like, it's like, yeah, you do, because you want to listen to them. They're doing features now with, you know, these bigger, quote-unquote, bigger artists. Yeah. I don't fairly claim Jason Derulo as, like, a major artist, but...
Honestly, I feel like he's just like, he's barely hanging on from 2008. 2010, maybe.
I get that. Mm-hmm.
I think, like, you're still relevant?
I think it was like the time when Cupid tried to like come at 17 for the Cupid Shuffle song. And it was like, dude, just let it go. Like, that was your one hit wonder. And like, we're moving forward.
The thing with Jason Derulo is just like, all you had to do was a type at BTS, you know what I mean? Like, you just had to tag them, that's it, and none of this would have been an issue. Just tag them, like, they were featured in your song.
Well, and that's actually not even the first time. His whole song, that song, that Savage Love, the beat was from some guy on TikTok. I don't know the exact
name.
That wasn't even his original beat, and he didn't give that guy any credit, and that was the whole issue in the first place.
I forgot about that
song, is that he took it from some like smaller artist off of TikTok, the beat, at least. I don't know this completely, guys, so like, don't, you know, come for me, but it originated on TikTok, and then he didn't give that guy any like credit like about it, and people were
super
upset about it, and he was like, oh yeah, and then he did it after the fact, I think, after people were like, hey, what the hell. And then he did it again.
And he was celebrating for his song being number one on billboards, but it's like, the only reason why your song got up to number one is because you featured BTS. And it's like, you knew that was gonna happen.
Yes.
That's why you asked BTS to be on it.
100 million percent. Because his song, when it originally came out, didn't go all the way up.
No, I think it like only got up to like 50 or something, is what I read.
And that's also, and honestly, maybe BTS should just stop doing like be more picky with like who they're choosing now, because I feel like now they've like proven themselves to be like powerhouses. Because I think when they first came into like the whole like spotlight in America, people were like, oh yeah, they have a big fan, oh, it's K-pop, you know, the singing dance, oh, that's so cool. And I think now that they're like taking the places of some top artists, like they're knocking artists off of number one spots, people are like, oh, like, shit, we should really, you know, oh hey, yes, hi, how are you, like no, you weren't with them when they were just the Korean boys coming over, so don't try to fucking be sucking their dick now that they're like, you know, BTS. Like, no, that is so, I feel like that's very belittling.
Yeah, because like, they don't need you. Yeah, they obviously really did it on their own. They're still at number one.
BTS and ARMY, that's literally the concoction that needs to happen for success. They need the seven members and the billion fans that they have, and they could literally take out, and they have so many times, like,
oh yeah,
know how many award shows need to happen where BTS is an option for the ARMY to like blow everybody else out of the water.
For sure.
It looks so bad.
No, it's crazy. No, but I do agree that BTS does need to start being more picky, because there even have been a few songs where I'm kind of like, oh, like that's kind of like a weird collab, but whatever. I guess they're just trying to like get out there as much as they can in the US. Yeah. But now it's like, stop. I keep seeing this post. It pops up every once in a while. I think on Instagram, where someone's like, oh, their best collab is with Nicki Minaj. I'm like, an idol where they didn't even like need that remix.
They really didn't.
Like, I don't even listen to that version. Like, Nicki just gets in the way.
I forgot that existed until you said it. I was like, Nicki Minaj? Even
yeah. I'm like, the best collab, what?
Honestly, I think their best collab, I would have to say, is, I don't know. I mean, I liked them with Steve Aoki. I felt like that was a really good mix.
With who?
Steve Aoki.
I love that one. Yeah, mic drop.
I think I prefer the remix to the original.
Yeah. Just the one without Designer.
Yeah. Oh my.
I can get out of there, Designer.
He was like, what's the line there? He's like,
She likes Apple Jacks.
Yes.
I like applesauce.
Oh my God. That line made me want to like vomit. I'm like, what kind of middle school lunch table rap are you doing right now?
I really think that his rap lines were due to put into the final mix. He was procrastinating. He had to write something last minute, and he went, these Korean boys won't understand what I'm saying. And he just wrote down random shit. You know, RM got that clip from him, and he was like, what the hell is this guy saying?
Right. RM's like, huh? Applesauce. Who's talking about applesauce?
You can translate that.
Talking about trophies and winning. You're talking about applesauce.
No, Steve Aoki's a really good one. Even Halsey's, I like Halsey's, but I just like the song. Like, I didn't really care that it was Halsey because I'm not a huge Halsey fan.
Yeah.
Like, it could have been anybody on that song and I would have still liked it. They could have used just any random girl to sing those lines and it wouldn't have mattered. That's the thing with BTS. They don't have to collab with anybody. They just do it because they're so nice and they do it for us.
And I'm sure they get some exposure through doing it.
For sure.
Not that they need any more exposure, but I hate the fact that they do that and then people don't give them credit. And then I think it's because American artists are still viewing Korean artists as like beneath them.
Yeah.
In a way, kind of like, oh, well, you know, you're K-pop. Like, it's no matter what you do, it's going to like blow up. Where it's like, just because they're a different genre of this different language of the same genre that you do doesn't mean that they're any less, and honestly they work probably 15 million times harder.
Yeah, I'm like, they literally are better than you and they're doing it in another language. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they had to come a lot farther down and they've risen above you.
They've come to the point where they have done their songs in English version because of the fans that they have. Which, also, wait a second, hold on. Why don't American artists do like Spanish version, Korean version? Like,
you're right.
It's the idols are doing like freaking every other, they're like learning new languages every other week to do these different versions for their fans. And the Americans, like, you get English. And if you don't know English, you should learn English.
Fuck you. That goes back to, though, our episode one when we talked about the difference, because English, like, mainly American artists, they're very more like ego, like about themselves. Like, it's like, I'm the artist and this is my art and this is my music. Whereas like K-pop idols are like, okay, this is our music, but like, we're doing it all for you.
Mm-hmm.
And like, they care so much about their fans that they're willing to sing in any language.
Yeah.
The dedication.
Hot 7 was like, what? I'm going to bust out a Spanish version of Lullaby? Oh, I got you.
That was the best.
Every time it comes on, I'm always like, which one is it? Which one?
Yeah. You try to guess. It's like a gamble.
It is. It's like, well, they got four versions. Which one is it? Anyways, Jason Derulo, come on, dude. You gotta be better. But also, speaking of BTS, like, the whole situation right now with like BTS and the ARMY and China.
Yeah, like a whole country.
It was, and what, okay, so if my sources are correct, it was because RM had said he had given a speech,
mm-hmm.
and in the speech he the message, or the way that the Chinese perceived his message, was like slightly against Chinese soldiers in the war.
Yeah.
In the Korean War. And so they basically, like, a lot of tabloids, like Chinese tabloids, like blasted the group for being one-sided, or like being like, oh, Korean, like basically like, oh, like Korean America had such a bad time. Remember, like, what about the Chinese? You know, like, so they were upset because they felt like he was being more like one-sided with the statement. So all these stores, like online stores, were like pulling all their ads and like BTS products and all their stuff, which is really dumb, because like there goes like your sales. I mean, I understand it's like technically BTS gets, you know, part of the money from it, but like I just feel like you, I don't say as a country, but like you have to, when going into any argument, any battle, any war, any fight, like you need to know what you're going up against. And I feel like there's a reason why BTS ARMY, like why the fans are called ARMY, because these bitches are down for battle at like any given second of the day. Like
they will take you down, like they'll destroy your entire life and they career.
They will find the smallest flaw that you thought you covered up a long time ago, and they will blow it up and put it on a billboard. An electronic billboard.
Honestly, it's amazing. I'm so impressed.
It's on. Well, yeah, it's, yeah.
And wasn't there like a whole thing with like their water bottles? They're like B water. And I guess like I should have looked into this more, but like something to do with like it kind of like coincide with like some kind of Hong Kong protest thing that had like a similar name. Did you see this?
No, I didn't see that one.
Oh, yeah, it's like their B water, because like their new album is called B, B-E. And I guess there's like some kind of like one of the Hong Kong protests, I guess like the name is like really similar to like, I guess, part of their movement. And so people were acting like they were trying to make some kind of like political statement with their water. And I'm just kind of like, oh, okay, that's a stretch. It's water. Well,
this just really sucks, because now like, I mean, it's good that they're in the spotlight, because that's what everybody wants when they join the entertainment, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever. But like now, because they're worldwide, they're not just like famous in Korea. They're not just famous in one area. They're like famous everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Like you really have to be careful what symbols you do, what hand gestures you do, what message you wear on your shirt. Like, God forbid your hat has something on it that in a different language. And like, there's like everything that I feel like other people can get away with because of their, you know, scaled down popularity.
Yeah.
It just really sucks, because now, like, I'm imagining what their media training people are, like, stressing over. Like, oh my God, don't do this, don't do this. Don't do thumbs up, don't do peace sign. Only do this here. Only, you know, like, oh my God, I'd be so stressed to send them
anywhere. It's kind of like the royal family, like, in England. It's like how trained they are. They have to, like, how careful they have to be when they're in public. Because, like, you're on a higher pedestal now.
Mm-hmm. Like, a really high one.
Yeah.
Yeah. But apparently, like, China, like, the offense against BTS, like, lasts like 2 days.
Oh, it's over now?
Yeah. And, like, one of the main tabloids deleted some of the articles criticizing BTS, and like there's the Chinese fans had like this boycott, and that barely made a dent in anything.
like those 10 people that protested Chin's wedding. Okay,
it's because those 10 people thought they were the one. And if you guys don't know what I'm talking about, you should go listen to our other episode where we talk about how you are not the one. And we truly apologize for breaking that you know, busting that bubble, but you're just not the one, baby. It's okay.
We're going to say this in every episode. You will never be the one.
I just think it's really important to let these people live their lives. Like,
yeah,
by no means am I saying you can't love them and you can't, like, feel something for them and really, you know, no, I'm not saying that at all. Like, definitely, like, love them. But, like, don't let that cloud your perception of reality, thinking that, like, you're going to buy a ticket to Korea and then run into him at a coffee shop and then he's going to be like, oh my God, she's so pretty. Like, I'm just going to marry her. Like, it's just probably not going to happen. I'm sorry.
It won't happen. More likely than not, that K-pop boy is probably too afraid to talk to you because you're a girl.
Yeah. Either way, you're not leaving with his number. I'll tell you that right now.
It will happen. Sorry.
I feel like an asshole.
No, it needs to be.
Needs, like, to be said.
Repeated. Yeah.
It needs to be repeated in every episode.
Because once people, like, realize it, like, you can go on and live your life and still really enjoy your, like, the K-pop group, you know?
Oh, 100%.
Like, live your life.
I love Yu Yu. Like, he is my ultimate bias. Like, I love him so much. He actually makes me physically angry. I don't even feel like I love him anymore. I feel like I hate him because how much I love him. But I 100,000,000% know that I am not going to get married to this man. I know with every fiber of my being that I'm not going to get married to this man. And you know what? It makes me loving him even better because now I don't feel like I have to prepare for something that's not going to happen.
True.
You're not getting married and I'm okay with that, and whoever I do marry is just gonna have to deal with me
being second.
Deal with coming next to Yoon, and that's just what it is.
Do you remember in the movie Inside Out when they, like, he's like, oh, I wonder what she's thinking right now, and it's the mom and she's thinking of, like, that Brazilian guy?
Oh yeah.
That's what it's like. Like, you're married, got a family, you've moved on with your life, but you're always daydreaming.
I mean, I feel like that's healthy.
Yeah. Honestly, being a K-pop idol, I'm a K-pop idol. Being a K-pop fan, it has helped me understand One Directioners.
Oh.
I remember in high school, I was like, okay, like, I get there are those people who are, like, in love, like, have they the posters everywhere and all that mm-hmm. stuff, but mm-hmm. I was just like, it's just One Direction, like, they're cute, but like, I don't get it.
Yeah,
now I get it. Now I understand. And you get more content from these K-pop, like, groups than you even did One Direction. One Direction broke up. I mean, they, like, didn't like each other, some of them.
I'm sorry, I didn't want to burst a bubble, but let me just burst it for you so that we can
yeah. And if you're in high school having to go through all this, God bless you.
Too much for me. But you know what's not too much for me, Katie?
What's not too much for you?
Pentagon.
Oh, our baby. Pentagon
will never be too much for me.
They deserved this year. Their comeback, they deserved this. They
deserve the world. And people suck for not giving it to them.
It took, like, them a couple of years to kind of, like, come back, but...
Well, and, like, with Yannin and his whole, like, hiatus and needing... And mm-hmm. honestly, like, he really needed that. Like, he was not feeling... Like, I feel like with this industry, with that industry, like, you have to feel your best to mm-hmm. produce your best, especially in a society where you're literally seen as an idol, meaning you are better than the average person, meaning you need to come with your best at all times. Like, I think it's important when idols see and they self-reflect and they say, you know what, I'm not feeling, like, I'm down here and I can't perform up here. Because if they do, then people are like, oh my God, they're so lazy, why aren't they dancing all the way? Like,
they get criticized.
And then when they leave, they're like, oh my God, why is he leaving? Like, he signed up for this, like, he shouldn't, like, oh my gosh. But I think it was good that he left and he was able to
mm-hmm.
like, take some time. And I was reading, it was really sad, he and Woosuk, the baby, the maknae,
yeah, they, like, giant baby.
Seriously, he said that he knew, he could see that Yannin was not in a good place, that he mm-hmm. was scared to talk to him. And then finally one day he, like, said, hey, I'm gonna go to the convenience store, do you want to go with me? And he agreed. And so they went, And then that's when he kind of like they started talking, and that's when Yana told him like, I think I'm gonna go, like I think I'm gonna take a break. And then he said like, I think it might be for a long time, because he's been gone since 2019.
Yeah.
And then was like that he started tearing up, and then I was like, oh, this big ass baby crying. But it was just, I think he needed it, and I'm so glad that he's back. But now that he's back, and then Jinho leaves.
I know. It's like we almost had him all together. Jinho. Oh,
little baby. He's literally a little baby.
He is a little baby man. And if you need us to go a into baby it for man. You, little baby man.
I love that. Little baby man.
Let me tell you, he can still be a man sometimes.
He'll get you.
You better watch out. You think he will get you because you're paying attention to like Huey and Kino, but here comes Gino.
You might not see him. You look down. There he is.
You gotta look down. You gotta look down.
No, but I think they 100% deserve this win. I'm so proud. Like, and it's really nice that these more like self-producing idol groups are starting to get more recognition.
Yeah, definitely.
Because like not saying anything against, you know, idol groups who are like just busting out these like, you know, songs that were written for mm-hmm. them or songs that they didn't really have any partake of like making. But
for sure.
It's just really nice for smaller groups who they kind of rely on each other to make the song, the single, the track, the whatever. Like it's nice to see them like see some success. Because I'm sure it must be really hard. Like you're staying up late, you're doing everything on your own amongst your team. And then, like, comeback after comeback, you don't see any result.
Yeah, imagine how, like, deflated they probably feel.
Yeah.
When it's like they put in, like, almost extra work, and then they don't get the same results.
But they did this time.
And I know.
It was so sweet. And then Kino was crying, and I could not watch it, because Kino is my bias, and I could not watch him cry.
He's, like, shutting off in his face, and he's crying.
But also, whoever his hairstylist, like, can we get it either all the way light blue or all the way dark blue? I don't like the like grown out roots. I think it looks very nasty. I just don't appreciate it. I think we should dye it all one color, or like make it more obvious that like maybe like the tips are the darker area, but like most of it is light, or like most of it's dark and the tips are light. Like I don't know, but it looks like his hair just grew out and you guys didn't want to dye it again.
Maybe they tried and his hair started falling out and they're like, don't touch it.
So that it looks like the girl who dyes her hair blonde and then her brown like roots start to come out again.
Yeah.
It just doesn't look cute. I mean, he looks cute, but like
it happens. Every once in a while, Lionel's got to go through bad hair time. Right. Bad hair.
But hearing his win, like come on.
Yeah, I know.
No,
but that means he won with that hair. Like it's like, wow, you can even win with bad hair.
But you know what they didn't win with?
What?
Shine.
I can't believe that. You, like, told me that right before we started this.
Yeah.
That blows my mind. That's, like, a fan favorite.
It's, like, people who don't even know K-pop. Like, they know that song.
Yeah. It's, like, iconic. It's, like, iconic K-pop song.
And it has, like, the iconic shoot dance and, like, people, like, if you guys, obviously, by listening to this podcast, you've heard our intro song. And, like, it's in our intro song. Like, that is a song that we really love. And yeah, it like didn't dawn on me until I was like, oh yeah, this is their first win. I was like, wait a second, their first win?
How'd they get snubbed like that with Shine?
I'm assuming, which I didn't do research, but I'm assuming they probably went up against like another really big group.
Probably BTS. No group looks happy when they're going up against BTS because they already know.
I wonder like when they like step on the stage and they're like doing their numbers, that they're like, okay, so we're either second or we're third, but I wonder what.
Yeah. Honestly.
They're like, all backstage voting for BTS. Like, oh no, we need a BTS.
Like, you didn't vote for our group? No way. Jungkook's my bias.
Jungkook's my bias. Oh my god.
This is Woo Young from ATEEZ. He's voting for him. Voting for Jimin.
He kind of like reminds me a lot of Jimin, like visually.
Me too. Oh my god. Yes. I have not seen that anywhere, but I thought the same. Yeah, he's like the same like personality. Like you have to pick a type in each group. He's like the Jimin type.
Mm-hmm. And like he has like the same, like I feel like there's times where I look like in their little like not survival show, but like, you know, like Run BTS has their Run BTS, like, and I forgot what it was called for 80s, but when they were doing that, there was times where I was like, oh my god, he hardcore looks like Jimin right now. Like like you said, the personality mixed in with like with the hair, like when it was like middle part, kind of like curtain bangs type thing. I was like, oh, that's hardcore Jimin.
Yeah. No, his personality definitely a lot like Jimin. Collaboration. BTS, stop collabing with like all these American artists. Collab with other K-pop groups.
Okay.
I know that's a whole nother thing.
Why can't that happen? Like, you don't see that. And I wonder like, why.
You're collabing with like your competition. I don't know.
But it's like, are you really competition? Like, okay. As many times as like American artists collab with each other, like they still like they do it, and technically that's their competition.
Mm-hmm. Can you imagine how amazing the collaborations would be if they would collab with each other more?
I feel like it just, I feel like you just need one group to do that for other groups to be like, oh, you can do that.
Yeah. And I'm not talking about like what BTS is already doing where it's like either Suga or RM are like producing or like featured in a song. I'm talking about like the whole group with a whole other group.
BTS and GOT7 to collab. They did that like one stage together. Remember?
They were on, like, did, the... yeah.
No, but I want like a song. Like I want a music video that has all 14 people in there.
I wouldn't be able to watch it. I don't know if I could watch it. I'm getting all like, ooh, right now.
She is, guys. I'm like watching her and she's like squirming around. Like she
ooh, I'm just picturing them together.
Well, and it sucks because then I know that they're going to put Jungkook and Yugyeon together because they're best friends. And I would throw up and I would literally die and cease to exist. So.
For sure.
Well, when you sent me that video of Kino and Yugyeon, I was like, I'm dead. Goodbye, world.
That was amazing. That was perfect.
It like totally caught me off guard. I was like, oh, okay, can you send me a video? And then I saw Yugyeon and I was like, oh, okay, like it's probably something that she knows I'm going to hate. And so I was like, oh, let me open it. And then I was like, wait a minute. Who's that behind him?
Excuse me.
And he was like, I was like, oh, yes, they're so cute.
Because I feel like it's like, I don't say random, but like a little random for them to like be together in a video.
Honestly, I didn't know this, but apparently they're like really good friends.
Oh.
I didn't
Don't know you that. Love it when your biases are like friends?
Okay, yes and no. I hate it. And then they hang out together. It makes me mad.
That's how it is with JB and Shanu. They're like all friends because they used to be trainees together.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't be able to look at them. I'd have to get my mother to do it. Look at these. Tell me what they look like.
They look like the same.
She goes, they're so pretty. I know. That's the point.
Thank you, Mom, for pointing it out.
What else? What else do you see? Very happy for Pentagon, and I will say I'm glad that Daisy was a really good song. Like the whole album's really good.
Yeah,
I don't know if they will ever have a song better than Shine. I think they'll always continue to put out really amazing songs and songs that I really really like, but I just don't see them putting out something better than Shine unless it's Shine Part 2.
That's shiny,
like a remix. Dun, 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 dun,
I mean, don't say that a lot because Jason Derulo might be listening.
No, Jason, if you're listening to our podcast, get out of here. He won't tag us in it anyways.
It's like, guys, I listened to a really cool podcast. That's it.
Damn. Ooh, Jason Derulo would ruin Shine.
Yeah, he would
like make it bleh.
Yeah. I don't want that. Unless they do a remix with Dawn.
Maybe a little Triple H action, get Hyuna up in there.
He's like, not again. Anyways, congratulations to Jagan. That's so exciting. Yeah. We're little babies.
I know.
So proud of them.
I know. What's another group that you're proud of, Candace?
Another group that I'm proud of?
Mm-hmm.
You know, lately
you can't like be proud of them.
No. I'm assuming you're talking about Blackpink. And I'm proud of, yeah. And I am proud of them. I think they have also done a really tremendous job at getting their name out there, mm-hmm. and doing doing shows and things that I think people, like, it's hard to explain. Like, when girl idols do a show, I feel like it's a very calm show, a very, like, you know, they sit down and talk, or, like, it's more of, like, a talk show vibe. So when girls are on, when girl idols are on more, like, active variety shows where they can actually show their character and their personality, like, I really like it, because for the most part, as a female, when I see those females, I'm like, they're, like, perfect. Like, look at their skin, look at their hair, look at their tiny little figures. Like, they're just, like, these perfect people. So when they get onto these variety shows and they're, like, silly, I'm like, oh, okay, that's right. She is just a normal girl.
Yeah, you're like, oh, they're normal.
Yeah, and I really enjoy that. I really like feeling connected to them, rather, like, other than just both of us being female.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So Blackpink was on Running Man, which, if you guys know anything about us, which you guys don't because you guys don't know us, but one thing you should know about me and Katie is that we love Running Man. It is,
like, our favorite show.
It's honestly quality, like, TV. Like, it really is. And some people, I remember, they had dropped me off, and they're like, hey, can we come inside real quick? And I was like, yeah, but in my, on my TV in the living room, I had the Running Man on. It was paused. And in my head, I was like, oh, my God, you have to tell them, or they're just going to, like, walk in and be like, oh, my God, what is she watching? I was I was like, I think I was finishing a Running Man episode, you know, like the Korean variety show. And they're like, oh, my God, like, you're a Korea boo. And it was just like, I was like, no, actually, the quality of TV is just a better, like, it's just a better show. It's funny. Like, yeah. I don't think liking a TV show is going to make me want to denounce my American citizenship. But, like,
I still love The Office. Like, that used to be, like, my favorite show, but I laugh so much more at Running Man
than I've
ever done The Office.
I like ugly cackle. Like, I'm like,
yeah, me too. I, like, laugh. My mom will come and she's like, what are you laughing at in here? I'm like, nothing.
All casual.
just my phone.
It's just, like, it's the perfect combination of everything you need in, like, a feel-good show. It's a feel-good show. Like, you can't watch it and be upset. Like, it has the action, it has the comedy, it has the, like, the stars, you know, like, it has the visual appeal. Like, it just has everything that you're looking for, and it's just good. And we don't get that type of television in America or in the Western countries. Like, I don't know. So if I have to read some subtitles, then I'm gonna read some subtitles. It's just, like, it's good. So good. But anyways, Blackpink was on the show. And the issue around this part, the reason we're talking about it, is because Somin, she's one of the regulars, regulars, I don't know. She's a cast member of Running Man. And she's very, like, she's very funny. She's the youngest. She's, like, bubbly, you know. I feel like she's unintentionally funny, too. Like, she's just lighthearted character. Like, her personality.
A little quirky.
Yeah, like a little, like, quirky, funny, awkward girl. She
very
gets
flirty.
Like, blushes when male idols are on. Like, you know, she's that, right? And so oftentimes, like, she'll be the one to, like, dance in front of the groups, or, like, you know, not, like, make a fool of herself, but she's more than willing to, like, get laughs out of people. Like, do what she has to do to get some laughs.
Yeah.
And so when Blackpink went on there, she was like, oh, I'm the fifth member of Blackpink. And they, like, went along with it, and they're like, yeah. And then they, I think she even said her name was, like Jaesu or something. Like, she, like, changed her name a little bit. And she, like, did their little performing opening number with them, you know, like, just for literally for shits and giggles. Like,
yeah, just to be cute and funny.
And then later on in the show, when they were doing their game, she had an altercation with Jisoo, which was literally just, she kicked her. Not like she, like, walked up to her and said, like, I'm going to kick you. Like, she just kicked her because of the game they were playing. Because, again, Running Man is a very, like, physically active game or game show.
And if you see, like, to people who've never seen it, they're like, oh, my God, like, they're kicking their guests. But if you've seen episodes, they make their guests do, like, very, like intense things. Like, they're crazy. They're, like, wrestling. Like,
yeah.
Like, they will hurt you. Like, they will flick your forehead. Like, there's
that's
no...
Like that's, like, the appeal to it.
It's fun.
You get to see if your actor or idol, like, do these things, which makes it fun. You're like, oh, my God, they're, like, walking in flour. You know, when you... What is it called? The goop? Like, the flour and water. But, like, when you stand still, you sink. And if you have to keep moving to get... I made it in middle school one time. They had like a whole pool of it, and they were making them like walk around in it and like try to score like baskets. It's like silly things like that.
Yeah.
But she ended up kicking her, and oh my gosh, the toxic Blinks
went crazy,
and they were like, she needs to get kicked out of Running Man, like she needs to apologize to our queen, like how dare she, like just being very toxic human beings in general. And it was so bad that Soman's fans were telling her brother, because he had posted a picture for her birthday saying like thank you, blah blah blah. They were like commenting like, hey, can you like tell your sister to turn off her comments on her Instagram? Because they didn't want her to read all the gross things that these Blinks were writing to her, or like commenting on her stuff. And I'm like, that is disgusting. So bad.
It is disgusting.
Like, oh my God. So the woman did her job, but because like she, and it, again, it's not like she like roundhouse kicked her in the face. Like on purpose, like she just kicked her. Like it wasn't even a big deal, and it's also not like Jisoo was like, "Oh my god, I can't breathe! Like you broke my ribs!" Like I'm like, no, it was just like, oh shoot, you know, like as one when you're playing a physical game, you accidentally get kicked. You're like, oh okay, and you're back in it.
Yeah, I'm sure Jisoo's fine with it and over it the moment it happened.
I don't even remember it happened. Probably.
Yeah, she's like, oh, I got kicked.
Where was I?
But it's why take it to this extreme? It's like you ruin everything.
You do. Toxic fans ruin everything.
And it's like not even like they're just complaining. It's like they wanted her to like basically lose her job over it.
Yeah.
Like, chill out. You're like trying to ruin people's lives.
Over something that wasn't even supposed to intentionally like be an intentional thing.
Yeah. It's not like other variety shows like was it like Weekly Idol or something like that, where the two guest hosts would like literally make their guests uncomfortable
and
awful things, or they would like hit them but like extremely hard, and that's a little bit more understandable.
Yeah.
And also it's like she's a small woman, like how hard could her kick have really been?
Yeah, and it wasn't an intentional kick, so like it wasn't even probably using a lot of like power.
Yeah.
But to be like, oh, she deserves to like get kicked out, she deserves to lose her job, and like, and also too, like I understand loving an idol so much that you want to protect them, but like this is just ridiculous. I don't know. I don't have much to say about this because I feel like it's really stupid. And I feel like if you are one of those Blinks who are like, yeah, she should lose it all for kicking our queen Jisoo, like go put yourself in timeout. Go sit in timeout, face a corner, you stay there. You need to think about what you're doing because that's ridiculous. Oh man.
But
and we'll have more on Black. Why did we just say like all the same things right now? We're like, oh yeah. Okay, yeah.
We're basically one host.
Is this actually, we tricked you the entire time? We're actually the same person. We're just switching back and forth between two different personalities.
What if somebody did that? What if there was like a really popular podcast in terms of, and like you're like, oh my god, I love those hosts. They're like so funny when they bring on that guest, blah blah blah. And it's like just one guy. He's just a voice actor.
That'd be crazy. That's honestly a way to practice your acting, like your voice acting.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep bringing on different guests. Like now we're gonna have this old man come in and talk about it. And just like. Like, why is this guest so random?
A baby's talking on this episode.
Just crying the whole time, making baby sounds. But we do plan on talking about Blackpink more in the next episode because we are planning on watching the documentary, the Netflix documentary that just came out.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about it without watching it first.
Yeah, and we want to definitely give that a watch and like give you guys our opinions on it. Yeah, mm-hmm.
But let's end this episode on a really good note, even though it's all good. We have to talk about it.
I don't want to talk about it anymore. Take it off.
We have to talk about it.
One, two.
We have to talk about NCT 2020.
Through all of them. I hate them all. I'm just kidding.
No, you don't.
Love it.
Whoever came up with the whole NCT plan of like creating them and like the structure of how they do the whole group situation was a genius.
Honestly, because they can do anything. Like, if they wanted to like come out with a rock band, they'd be like NCT Rock. Like,
ooh,
they can like really just attach that to any subunit and it'd be like a thing. Like, it's,
yeah,
because that's yeah, they really set themselves up for like being very diverse.
Mm-hmm.
If they wanted to, they kind of all have the same type of music, but like if they wanted to branch out, they could. They literally have 23 members. They could do whatever they want.
People would eat it up too.
Oh, for sure. Like, the strange thing about NCT is the one thing I was worried about, which I'm glad that they did differently in this album or this comeback, is that because they're so big, not everyone can get the limelight. Like, because they're so big, I feel like very quickly fan favorites appeared and then they like stayed there. And so it really sucked for like the more like less known idols in the group, because they weren't the ones chosen for the comeback or chosen for, you know, this subunit or whatever, whatever, because the company is going to pick who is going to, you know, do better. And if you had to choose between like take like Jungwoo versus like Mark. Yeah. Or, you know, Taeyang, like, obviously having Mark or Taeyang in the subunit is going to have it do a lot better.
Right.
And so that kind of, like, I knew that, I had a feeling that was going to happen as it kept growing, is that you're going to get these standout artist idols, and they're going to kind of, like, cast a bigger shadow over the rest of the group. But this, what I really liked is that they basically said, like, okay, we have X amount of songs, and, like, these people are going to do that song, these people are going to do that song. Sorry, I just hit my mic, so if I woke you up, I'm apologizing. these people are gonna do that song, you know, like, so everyone has a like fair opportunity.
It was divided out a lot better this time.
Yeah,
it was nice. I liked it.
And I mean, with the addition of the two new members, like,
yeah,
because there's no way that they were gonna get as much coverage,
right?
You know?
And they seem to like fit in really well.
They do.
They like blended in real nicely with the rest of the group.
But the song that we're talking about today is Make a Wish.
Ooh, they need to stop making Lucas do things.
They need to tell you stop that right
now.
Lucas.
He
stop
knows.
Lucas 2020.
I'm going to put him on a break. Thank you.
The weird thing about him is that he plays like the goofy, like, he's like unaware of his charm vibe really well. And it's like, no, you know, fully, you are fully aware.
It's like, don't play dumb with me.
You know, for a fact, there are women of all ages thirsting after you.
Like 30 and plus year old women.
Won't sit here and be like, oh, what? Like, I don't know. I guess I'm handsome. Like, no, 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 no. No, 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 no. You know.
Yeah, you look at that camera, Lucas.
A little too comfortable.
Yeah. He practices
like,
in the
At mirror. Least Jaehoon, like, owns it. Like, at least Jaehoon's like, I'm gonna make you know that I know that you think I'm hot, because I know I am.
But you he know, does like, in a way of, like, you can never have me. Whereas Lucas is like, maybe you could have me.
I'm like a puppy.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm like,
above you.
You are beneath me. Listen.
Step on your neck.
But like, also in the sweetest way, because he's like so cute. He's like approachable but unattainable.
Yeah.
I don't know. See?
But
I love to talk about him.
But I love that they have Jaemin in this one. I'm just like, yes, utilize Jaemin more. He's so cute.
He's a very handsome. Like, he's very handsome. Him and, and Jeno are, like, very, like, they have, like, a handsome charm. Like,
yeah.
I don't know if it's the eyes or the smile. I don't know what it is. But
oh, it's a smile.
He did really well. I think he did really well in the song.
For sure.
I think he did super, super well. And also, like, in the music video, like that weird hammock thing he was on, like, I was kind of nervous too, like, with the Dreamies being in,
oh yeah,
like, mixed in with everyone else, because I'm like, well, their concepts haven't been like super adultish, but they also haven't been like super babyish. It's like, how are they gonna mix in well with like you know. But he held his own in there. I was like, okay, I see you.
They're not little babies anymore.
Does that mean they're about to get 6 new trainees to be the new dreamies?
Oh, I didn't think about that. Oh. Is Jisung still going to be in it? It's just Jisung.
It's just the dream. He's just changed it to the dream. The
dream.
No, he'll be like the Mark. He'll be the oldest.
Oh, he can never be Mark. I'm sorry.
No one can ever be Mark Lee. I'll tell you guys right now.
Mark Lee is the replacement.
There's no replacement for Mark Lee.
He's like one of the most down-to-earth, like just genuine like idols. But when he brings it to perform, he brings it.
Like if they're like had a gun to his head and they said, you better perform or we're gonna kill you. Like he's
yeah.
Like, he does that like in like dance practices. And like, dude,
yeah.
Like, you know, this is like not like you're not performing like in front of people. And he's like full on thrust bust, like he's like in it.
But like if you watch like an interview of him and just like hearing him talk, like you never would have thought he could go that hard.
Yeah, no, he seems like a dweeb. Like when you like see him and you like hear him, yeah. Sounds like, oh, he's so dweeby. Like he's a dork. Dweeb. He's like a little dork kid brother, you know, vibes.
Oh, for sure. I want Mark as my little brother so bad. So bad. I don't want to date him. I want him as my brother.
Oh, I could never date him. I would feel so gross. Not because I don't think he's a dateable person, but because I feel like I want to
mother him,
help him. Like I want to like, be like, no, baby, that's not what we're doing. We're not doing that.
Hold my hand.
Like, come on, let's go. Like, I want to mother him so bad that I can't even think about dating him because it kind of makes me a little sick.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, Johnny, on the other hand,
woo, he could mother me.
Catherine, you are that.
He's out of control. It's because he doesn't have as much structure because he doesn't have that many lines. They just let him run off and do whatever he wants.
Like, okay, you get this line, you get the sign, Johnny. You just do whatever you want. You get
this line. Like, I got no lines again? Awesome. Bye.
He said, awesome. Bye.
The selfie camera.
Oh my gosh. It is. That group is too much for me. But Make-A-Wish, I feel like is a really good song. You know, it's so weird because with K-pop, like something is happening literally every day. I feel like there's a new article on a new group or a new something. So like,
hard to keep up.
It's really hard to keep up. We're going to try our best, guys. We're going to try our best and to give you our opinion on things and to inform you guys of things. And I promise I'll do more research. Research
is for losers and college students.
Shit. We're just going to say a bunch of opinions with no backing up.
Back myself up. I don't need no article.
Probably lies anyways. But yeah, so stay tuned. Stay with us. We're going to hopefully cover more stories as we get them. We're going to hopefully, you know, start talking about them because that's fun.
Yeah.
I like gossiping, you know?
I like gossip. I like gossiping. Katie. I'm not a gossiper. I mean, aren't girls like, aren't we all a little bit gossipers?
Of course, 100,000,000%.
Not those people who are like, oh no, I'll never tell anyone anything. Shut up. Give me the needles.
You're like, yeah, sure. What did she say?
But like, why did she say that? What was going on?
I'm not going to tell you guys. Like, I'm really not. But she said. If I was going to tell you, it would be like this. Like, okay.
I like the people that go, I can't tell you everything, but I can tell you.
Oh. Or the people that are like, no, I really can't tell you. Okay, but like, you promise you won't tell anyone. And then like 10 minutes later, she's talking to a new girl. Okay, but promise me. Like, seriously, promise me you won't tell anyone. And then that's how rumors start. And then you lose all your friends. Okay.
Don't gossip, people. Just make a podcast. It's not gossiping if it's a podcast. It's just content.
It's just, ooh, I like that. I hope you guys really enjoyed this episode and you're looking for some more content, you can head over to our Instagram at The Stands Next Door, and there you'll find more content on our current faves, more like K-pop news, what we're currently listening to, things like that. And you can also head over to the media studio that we belong to. It's at Daydream Media Studio, and you can find not just information on us, but also our sister shows, What We Tried, which is another podcast that me and Katie host, and then Sinister Sisters, which is a spooky podcast that me and a good friend Amelia host. And then last but not least, we have another podcast joining us that is not announced yet, but keep a lookout for it. It's going to be super funny. Their concept is really, really funny, so I'm really excited for you guys to hear that. And you can follow all of them through Daydream Media Studio. So go ahead and head over to Daydream Media Studio and find all their links and give them a follow. And if I just word vomited too much for you and you're like, Candace, you're going way too fast, I don't know where I'm going, you can head over to daydreammediastudio.squarespace.com, and there you'll find tabs to all the podcasts that are under the studio and then all the fun things that are within each podcast. Mm-hmm. So for us, you'll find like our Spotify playlist, you'll find our Disrespect of the Week, you'll find, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So head over there if you really just didn't know what I said. I will repeat it again. Daydream Media Studio, squarespace.com. But other than that, that's pretty much all we have for you guys. Stay tuned for next week. We'll be talking about some more juicy content. And Katie, have anything to add?
I don't think so. If there's any like news story you want us to kind of cover, send us a DM, tag us in like a news article. Let us know.
Yeah, let us know.
Let us know your thoughts too on the stuff we talked about today.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
What do you think?
If you think Youngjae is a bully, like explain yourself.
You can get out of our DMs. Get out. I will block you. I'm just kidding. If you think he's a bully, present your argument. I'm curious.
It's wrong, but present.
No, yeah. Put in the work.
All right, guys. Well, that's it.
Friday.
Bye.